CPR 23 for the week ending January 7th, 2011. Sound set. Let's get down to the soul of it with System of a Down.
Bye. know that you are better than you think you are. Hope you know that you have never really tried. I hope you know that you are never alone. You've got a good friend on the inside. Whoa. I just wanna be there when you need to find your feet on the solid ground. Whoa. I just wanna catch you when you fall down.
Billy, psychobilly, indie, punk. We got it all. You're listening to Campground Pirate Radio.
Close to beach, shot up and we blew out. London.
Surf sluts on the CPR. This is the Bambolas and Bambola Bop.
Don't you be surprised if I come around, 'cause I'm just too well, I'm full of fire.
feet or on your knees. It's Uncle Waldo.
How y'all doing, everybody? Welcome back to the official first Campground Pirate Radio of the new decade. One down, 519 to go. I hope everyone had a great New Year's Eve. It was kind of weird over here at Rancho Del Waldo. This is the first year that you can buy fireworks in Arizona. Now, Miss Stephanie and I kind of live on the outskirts of town, so it's real legal to blow off fireworks out here. Man, come the stroke of midnight, it sounded like Beirut in the 70s out here. Freaking war zone. I love the smell of gunpowder at night. Hey, on another note, I got a song request off the Facebook page from Brad. He asked me, dude, can you play some Volbeat? They're fucking awesome. And of course, my first question is, who the hell is Volbeat? So I did a little investigation on YouTube. Guess what? I got a new favorite band to start the year off with. Big problem was, what song do I play for you guys? So Brad, here's not one, but a three-song set from the Danish band Volbeat. Strap in, campers. This is going to be fun. Let's kick it off with Sad Man's Tongue.
From a sad man told.
Everywhere. At Campground Pirate Radio, we live by one simple rule. Don't suck.
Is enough to keep me pressing for more than just a moment of truth between the lies, told to pull ourselves away from the lives we leave back.
The flavor of your lips is enough to keep me here, keep me
from the coffee shop soundtrack. Hey, here's an interesting band called Bankrupt. Independent Girl.
Become so Hey kids, what time is it?
Under the Yankees time!
Hey Uncle Waldo, it's Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, with another Molotov cocktail of outrage to get your blood boiling. These days, it seems like a lot of government employees are having a very hard time following their own rules. You know, that Constitution, the one they solemnly swore to uphold and defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic? The unfortunate result is some very important voices are being silenced, despite the Bill of Rights' supposedly inviolable protections. Siobhan Reynolds is a very vocal critic of a particularly egregious corner of the Fed's ethically bankrupt, profoundly wasteful, and utterly failed war on drugs. As the wife of a chronic pain patient, she saw firsthand how the DEA was making it nearly impossible for people like her husband to get the high-dose opioid pain meds they needed without being treated like a suspected criminal. More specifically, she had the temerity to explicitly exposed the malicious prosecution of Stephen and Linda Schneider in Hayesville, Kansas. As well as husband and wife, the two are also doctor and nurse, and worked as a team in a pain-controlled practice the feds targeted, calling it a pill mill, and accusing the two of encouraging addiction and abuse of narcotics. Now, even if this were entirely true, which I don't believe it is, given the state's abysmal track record for honesty and forthrightness in drug prosecutions, there can be no justification for what happened to Siobhan Reynolds when she publicly spoke out in favor of the Schneiders via her patient advocacy group, the Pain Relief Network. After engaging in a savvy and effective media campaign to point out the hundreds of patients the Schneiders had helped, including having them publicly sign a cleverly entitled petition begging the prosecutor, "Don't tread on me, Tanya," Assistant U.S. Attorney Tanya Treadway went so far as trying to get the judge in the case to issue a gag order on Reynolds, despite her being neither a defendant or attorney in the case, saying she had a sycophantic or parasitic relationship with the defendants, whom she was using to further her own personal interests, as if the First Amendment doesn't protect speech that furthers one's interests. While that bizarre power grab was thankfully rejected, Treadway had another weapon up her sleeve, one that's supposed to be a check on state power but has deteriorated into a rubber stamp for police and prosecutorial abuse. She convened a grand jury investigation into Siobhan Reynolds and the Pain Relief Network, sending out ludicrously burdensome subpoenas for just about every piece of information relating to their activities in Kansas since the group was founded. Data, paperwork, financial records, donor lists, communications with the defense team and relatives of the defendants, and chillingly, at least from the free speech angle, documentation related to the purchase of a billboard ad in Wichita, paid for by PRN, which read, "The Schneiders never killed anyone." Even with the ACLU involved in defense of what is an obvious prosecutorial abuse of power to make an end run around the constitutional protections of the First Amendment, the federal judiciary rejected a motion to quash the subpoenas, despite the fact that their violation of Siobhan Reynolds' civil liberties should have been as obvious to them as it is to you and me. Not satisfied with merely rejecting the motion, they topped it off with a $200 a day fine for her failure to comply up to that point. So I regret to inform our listeners that the substantial financial burden this malicious investigation has imposed has brought an end to the Pain Relief Network. Their important advocacy on behalf of chronic pain patients and their families will now end. These folks will now have one less ally in their battle not only with severe and chronic pain, but a government openly hostile to their efforts at finding relief. And unfortunately, there's no pill for that.
I'd like to tell a little story about a girl from far away. You might feel bad, you might feel sorry about what happened. So they say, well, once upon a time I was a sweetheart, a pretty girl flipped the red. Down.
psychobilly?
Come on, baby. Let the device.
Are you ready to suck on my banana? Are you ready to suck on my banana? Something on a banana. Something on a banana. Something on a banana. Something on a banana. Banana.
Some party without all the damn mingling. Campground Pirate Radio.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Nothing but a good excuse.
knows I've been a dumb boy. Heaven knows I played the fool. I keep on losing sleep about you. It's round two. What do I say before your car drives away? Supposed to do? How do I
Back in the 90s, that was the Charlatans. God, it's scary to think now that classic rock is what, Nirvana? Good God. I guess stuff from the 70s now is the old rock, and stuff from the 50s is from the ancient ones. You know, with this new year, new decade, comes a time for some inner perspective. Let me ask you a question. What you doing right now, is that what you thought you'd be doing when you were a kid? Yeah, I didn't think so. A lot of people aren't that way. Seems that 75% of the people who answer that question, you know, they say no. Do you realize that 3/4 of the people in the world are walking around stuck in a bullshit job? You know, contrary to popular belief, I can read. In fact, I love reading, and I just plowed through a buttload of books that you might want to check out if you find yourself in that 75 percentile. I'm reading a book right now called Never Get a Real Job by Scott Gerber. I guarantee he'll bust down your bullshit attitude towards being a lifelong wage slave and get you out on your own so you can make your own way on your own terms. I don't have the time right now to get uber deep into the book, but I'll throw a link to it up on the site, plus a couple others you might want to check out. Hey, here's some leftover stuff from the New Year's Eve show. This is Cherry Poppin' Daddies. We'll be right back.
Nobody ever told her it's the wrong way. Don't be afraid with the quickness you get laid. For your family get paid, it's the wrong way. I give her all that I have to give. I'm gonna make it hard to live. Salty tears running down to her chin, and it ruins all her makeup and never wanna live. A cigarette pressed between her lips, but I'm staring at her tits, it's the wrong way. Strong if I can, but I am only a man, so I take her to the can, it's the wrong way. The only family that she's ever had is her seven horny brothers and a drunk ass dad. He needed money, so he put her on the street. Everything was going fine until the day she met me. Happy, are you sad? Wanna shoot your dad? I'll do anything I can the wrong way. They talk all night, tried to make it right. Believe me, shit was tight, it was the wrong way.
Off the whole damn neighborhood.
Keep it down!
Turn it down!
Campground Pirate Radio.
Whoa! I never thought I'd see before tonight. But I saw with my own eyes, I swear I've seen them come alive. They dug themselves right up right from the grave. And now the world will never be the same. No emotion left behind those rotten eyes. No hope in time to sympathize alone. And it'd be nice if we survived and come out alive. But no man will be dead before the dawn. And I know that it's the end. Oh, please forgive my sin. And darling, let me go. Cause this time's for sure. Oh, as I write these last few lines of those who survive, I want you to know that I'm trying to fight back. Oh, baby, it's true. Oh, but I couldn't hold on. The too strong with how I'd be dead before too long. And I try to get back to you. Yeah! Oh, they're coming and I fear they eat my brain. And I'll never see my baby once again. Let's go.
fun as Phantom Rockers and Psycho Girl. bringing you your government's daily recommended amount of psychobilly. This is the Tombstones, and Her House is the Way to Hell. Tombstones, only on the CPR. Hey, I want to thank everybody for coming on out and checking us out on our very first show of 2011. Hey, if you want to follow us, we're on Facebook. Just look up Campground Pirate Radio Fans. And if you want to follow me, I'm on Twitter at Uncle Waldo. These last 5 months have been really fun, and I think we got a good grounding for the show here. I know there's a couple of dozen out there that love listening to the show, and I really do appreciate that. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. But right now, I want to take this year and I want to build at least to the hundreds, maybe not 1,000 people out there who really dig this show. So get the word out. You know, go to Campground Pirate Radio Fans and suggest the page on Facebook to all your buddies out there. You know, I want to start building this thing up. We need to share the madness with the rest of the world. Hey, listen, before I leave, I want to give you the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. Hey, I'll see y'all next week. I'm gonna leave you with some Big Head Todd and the Monsters. Be good to one another. Bye-bye. Through
in a city. We live together, but it's different than my dream.
Minutes of your life you'll never get back. Sorry. You've just listened to Campground Pirate Radio.